This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. 50 years after the events of the final Harry Potter books, and Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote an entire series of fan fiction books based on Hogwarts. This is book one in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys. Mandrakes or mandragoras in the technical Latin sense, and welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Meg Archibald joins me with Hello. Luke Kidgel, the first ever double act on the show.
The first ever couple? I'll be the first couple you've had on.
The podcast first couple. Ooh. That's pretty crazy. Luke, any thoughts?
Great to be back, and great to be we're here with Meg.
Yeah, it's weird because now
it's weird. We've never actually done a guest podcast together. So I'm like,
oh, we actually haven't.
It's weird because Luke has obviously been on the podcast before,
yeah,
but Meg hasn't. So for the first like 5 to 7 minutes, Luke, it's mainly going to be me asking all the stuff I ask you when you're on.
I'll just be here.
Okay.
Let's
so
fucking do it.
Meg, I usually ask like new guests, like what is your history with Harry Potter in general? Did you watch it or read it?
So I watched it and then, what did it get up to? Got like halfway through and then I started reading the books.
Oh, so you've read the books?
Well, I've read the first two books.
Okay,
and
cool.
Then I
so did you
read.
Give up on the movies and go, fuck this, I want to just
read it. The books are way quicker.
I want to get this in text form.
No, the way.
That's like reading the novelization of Star Wars.
Like. Mostly, like I would say it's more common for people to
give up on the books.
Give up on the books and just watch the movies. That's what I do usually.
No, I like reading the movie. Oh boy.
Subtitles.
You just read the subtitles.
Put it on mute. All subtitles. You're like, this dialogue is terrific.
This is great. No, I like watching the movie and then reading the books.
Okay.
Because
compare and contrast.
No, because then I've already got the characters in mind. I can watch
the book.
It's read the book.
Yeah, you can.
Like watching the movie.
Reading is part watching. Part of reading is watching the words.
Bit, you're doing great, honey.
Thank you.
Also, just before we started, you told us both that you can't read. You said
that's why, and now it brings me on to my next point. Then my eyesight started going bad and I could no longer read the books.
So I guess this is a moot question, but do you have a favorite book?
I have a favorite audiobook.
Of Harry Potter.
Oh, no. I mean,
sorry, yeah, this is strictly Harry Potter. I wasn't just generally, oh yeah, I love the Bible. Like I wasn't generally asking your favorite book.
No.
Favorite Harry Potter?
Bold favorite book, by the way.
I like The Order of the Phoenix.
In the movies?
Yes.
Okay, what do you like about it?
I don't know. I like the action in it.
Cool. And lots of great wand fights in that.
Yeah. Lots of good magic in that.
Yeah.
Good magic.
Which is what you want, I guess. Harry Potter. Luke, were you going to say something?
Yeah, but I just decided against
it. No, say it. Please say it.
I mean, it's like when if someone goes, what's your favorite Star Wars movie and why? And you go like, oh, Empire Strikes Back because of the star and the wars. You know,
it's the best part.
Being like, oh, I like Harry Potter for the magic is just like.
That was the joke, yes. Know. That was why I said
okay,
it.
Yeah.
I could have been a little bit, you know.
Okay. I would put you in Gryffindor if I was the sorting
hat. No, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Oh, another one.
We're both Hufflepuffs.
Well, that
was one of the first things we talked about on the day. I was like, have you played Pottermore? I was like, have you played Pottermore? Like what house are you in?
Firstly,
and he's like Hufflepuff. And I was like, it's meant to be.
Firstly, not a game.
Yeah, you don't play Pottermore.
Sorry.
It's more of a lifestyle.
Pottermore's a lifestyle. Yeah. That's a good fanfic though. Like you guys could be like head boy and head girl of Hufflepuff and you guys meet and fall in love.
I don't know how you're a Hufflepuff.
And then just be losers.
Just betas.
have you guys ever thought,
what are the jobs in the wizarding world? Because we only really know there's school teacher or Ministry of Magic.
I was about to say that. There's like only two things that you can
really
do. And
then there's just the wizards who are like the manager of the leaky cauldron. And there, like, that's it.
There has to be, there has to be people.
Or you're just a drunk. You know? Yeah.
That was Mad-Eye Moody. He was both. He was a teacher and a drunk. No, there has to be people that just simply sew cloaks in a non-magical way.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Oh,
everyone wears a cloak. Like, they're all there's people who must make brooms. I bet you.
Well, I guess there's no jobs though. Must be making brooms.
There's no jobs though, because people just go, yeah, and make a thing.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what do people do? What, like, do you have, are there like wizard movies? Like, movies just for wizards?
Literally 99% of people's parents in the film work with the ministry.
Would it be about muggles? Because we watch
fantasy movies.
We're like, wow, look at this magic. This is cool. Do you think that their ideal movie is just watching someone like sit down and have like a normal family dinner?
Dishes.
it's just super mundane
things. Like, whoa, he's actually washing the dishes. What is that thing he's using? A sponge? What is a sponge? These crazy muggles. What the fuck?
It's just super mundane shit. Just like a guy sleeping for like 6 hours and they're like, wow.
What? He's using the broom to sweep the floor? What?
That's
sorry.
Disgusting.
And finally, what would your Patronus be? So what animal do you think would be your Patronus?
I think I did another test.
You played some more Pottermore?
I think I played some more. I think it told me that I was like a rabbit or something.
Okay, that's what. Did you have one? Did I ask you that or is that a new
Probably, question? But I'll probably just say something new this time. I don't know. Whatever I'm feeling the day.
What would you say this time?
I think I said last time, I think I'd prefer a lion, but at the end of the day, it'd be like some shit.
I reckon you'd be a rabbit as well.
Yeah.
Like a sloth.
It'd be a small, like insignificant animal that is a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
Like guinea pig.
Good. I mean,
I think it'll be like the third main character from G-Force, that movie about guinea pigs.
We that do have one to get in. Oh, sorry, Luke. Ever since you were on last,
I can keep talking about G-Force.
I've never heard of G-Force, but, so can't relate.
But feel free to cut me off.
Why have you never seen G-Force?
What is G-Force?
It's like a movie about hamsters or guinea pigs.
No, guinea pigs. It's a movie about
spy
secret agent guinea pigs.
It's a rip-off of Cats
spy
and Dogs.
Kids?
But guinea pigs.
It's spy pigs.
It's a rip-off of Cats and Dogs.
Yeah, I remember Cats and Dogs. Yeah. That was weird. There is a new segment on this show that has launched since you were on it last, Luke. Right. And Meg, you can be on a team.
Ooh.
You're playing against the house, me. And this segment is called Potter or Notter.
Potter or Notter.
So it is Potter or Notter. The goal of guess the goal of this segment.
You're going to say something that is Harry Potter related or not Harry Potter related.
Meg, what do you think?
Are you going to like ask us questions, and if we don't know them, then we're not Harry
or
Potter?
Or is it about
closer.
The...
Oh, fuck.
Okay. My third
Damn
guess...
It.
What do you mean you're not Harry Potter?
You're not Harry Potter.
That's the segment. Are you Harry Potter? No. That was Harry Potter or Harry Potter?
No. Basically, I read 3 excerpts from 3 different books.
Okay.
And you have to decide whether or not it's Potter or Notter. But any character name that is mentioned will be Harry or Harry Potter related.
Okay.
Right? Just to, like, because if it's like, you know, Jesus went to the tabernacle and said this, you
that's
it's
Harry
the
Potter.
Bible. Yeah. Well,
oh, sorry. Yeah. It's the Bible.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Order of Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. Are you guys ready to play?
That was my favorite
part. You guys ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, and I will say too, because the listeners play along, it is much harder this week. I've purposely made it hard. So here's
people complaining that it was too easy.
Yeah, here's your first one. Ready?
But you were just doing like famous lines
famous
from other
Harry
books.
Potter. Can't even
You're
walk
like,
into
Harry
a
Potter.
Bookshop.
Then figured out the Da Vinci Code. Harry Potter or not?
That's funny because I actually was going to do something from the Da Vinci Code because I have it. Here we go. Here's your first one. They told him they'd have to cut his pocket money if he keeps doing it. So he got really angry and chucked his PlayStation out of the window. Potter or Notter?
Well, I was about to say before when we were talking about movies, I don't think that they ever showed that wizards had any form of entertainment other than the paintings on the walls. So
I'm going to go with the Nodder.
I think Nodder because the PlayStation reference.
Yeah.
I did say it was hard. That is Potter. That is from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
So they do have PlayStations.
No. So that is a letter that Harry writes to Sirius Black talking about Dudley, his muggle cousin.
I literally laughed at that. Like, that couldn't be
yeah, that's why I chose it, yeah. Idiot.
Of course Dudley's like a gamer. Sorry. Yeah.
So that's a PlayStation 1, I assume. All right. Here's your next one. Here we go. Is this Potter or is this Nodder?
Okay.
Harry stood with quiet assurance in the dusky moonlight, then strode into the forest toward a glen when he was sure the deer would rest. Potter or Nodder, guys? P or N?
So did you say a glen?
A glen.
Or like a guy named Glen.
No, a glen. I think a glen is a glen. like a valley or something.
Yeah, some kind of body of water.
Forest toward something. A glen where he was sure the deer would rest. Potter or Nodder? Gonna need an answer.
You lock it in, Meg, because I got the last one wrong.
I'm gonna go Potter.
Luke, double or nothing. You going Potter or Nodder? That is Nodder.
No,
that is from Aragorn. And the whole reason I chose it was because it had a mention of a deer and a forest.
I was like, is that purposely to throw you?
There deers in the forest, though, outside of Hogwarts.
That's true.
Mainly monsters.
Yeah. Here's your last one. All right. Is this Potter or Nodder?
Okay.
Harry zipped up his suitcase and propped it against his bedroom wall. He had a few minutes to spare. Is that Potter or is that Nodder?
I remember him being in a rush a couple of times. So maybe Nodder because he's got a few minutes to spare.
Meg?
I'm sorry, I completely diverted throughout the sentence.
So Meg's going Potter. Yeah. Luke, are you going to go Nodder? Luke, you would be correct.
Yes.
That is Nodder. And that is in fact from Specky McGee and the Best of Us.
Yes.
The final book in the Specky McGee franchise.
Great franchise.
I knew you'd get
you
that
You should
one.
Have known the exact quote from that. You should have been like, that Specky.
I'm like, pretty sure Simon did that. Simon McGee was known to be punctual.
Yeah, he was. We are going to dive straight into the fanfic. So Meg, should Luke just read it and
Luke
we react?
Read, yeah.
Okay, all right. So
otherwise, it's going to be so slow and agonizingly just painful, going.
And that sounds horrible for a podcast. So I'm going to pass the laptop over to Luke now. And just for reference, the last chapter, the boys who were the title characters of the book started receiving various notes from the sky that were called the ill-fated measures. And they seem to be spelling out a word as they come. So Luke, if it's okay, please start the podcast.
So is this kind of like,
juicy.
Is the mystery of what the notes are spelling unfolding as we...
Well, so far the letters are spelling R-O-N-W-E, I think, which makes me think it's almost certainly Ron Weasley that they are spelling.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but perhaps we will find out in this chapter, which is called...
The Disastrous Staff Dance Party.
Which is not a chapter name you'd get much in the normal Harry Potter books, would you?
No, no.
We don't know if the staff were having dance parties in the Great Hall.
I reckon.
apparently so.
Wasn't reported on by JK.
Dumbledore getting lit.
Luke, kick us off.
Later, Mr. Charger came into the room. Okay, get out now. Be in this room at midnight tonight. No, wait, I can't make it. I have special business tonight. He seems stressed, but calmer and nicer than usual.
Oh. Now that's so. Mr. Charger is like the dickhead teacher who's always been a bit of a dickhead, which makes sense. So, interesting.
You, the author, know this because you then go, "It was strange."
Oh, because it's strange that he's nicer.
Yeah,
yeah. I wonder why he's so calm.
They walked back to common room. Not that common room.
Sorry, I thought Meg was reading it for a second.
Meg can't read, but you also can't write.
Yeah. Well, we're in a house of illiterates today.
For once, I'm coming off pretty good here.
Yeah. Good job, Luke.
So the boys have walked back to the Gryffindor common room.
Right.
They went
pretty
they
obvious.
They seem drunk. Yeah. You know.
Walk back to common room.
They went to sleep.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you've heard it before, Meg, but this book, there's lots of just unnecessary details of like exactly what happened with no plot progression.
Well, that's good. I need to know that.
I need the context.
Exactly where they are, what they're doing at all times.
Yeah, so right now they're asleep.
They're asleep.
Who knows?
But Michael woke up about 5 minutes later and realized that tonight was the last Monday of the term. The party, he yelled. What did you say? Rob said. So Rob's also woken up, I guess, from the yelling.
Probably from the yelling.
It's amazing the author left out the detail of Rob waking up, though, with all the other details we've got.
Stupid. Oh, what did you say? Rob said. Stupid author, get it right. It was meant to be the party, he yelled.
Oh, so I think this is like a written joke.
It's an error.
So
do your best to explain this joke, which is a very written joke. Like, it's not an audio joke.
By the way, guys, very clever. So in quotation marks and in capital letters, Mike's written, "the party he yelled," as if that is what Michael actually yelled.
So that's all in quotations.
Right.
Because why would Michael say, "the party he yelled"?
Yeah, no, but that's what he...
That's the joke.
Yeah.
Great.
And then he says, "oh, stupid author, I meant the party."
I've got a gig after this. Can I use that? It's really good.
That is comedy at its finest. Mm.
What about it, Rob said. Something bad is going to happen. Something very bad.
Ooh.
Well, how bad? Very bad. Very bad? Very, very bad.
Is that actually written?
Yeah, but it doesn't say who's saying what.
Yeah, it's just a rapid dialogue.
It's people going very bad. Very, very bad. Very, very bad.
I like to imagine one of the paintings just chipped in with very, very bad.
Have you ever thought about the paintings at Hogwarts? Like, do they have to have showers and go to the toilet and stuff?
Well, sometimes they're just not in there.
Yeah, sometimes they can leave.
Yeah, so what are they doing? Are they just like having dinner?
I'm sure some of them are peeping. Yeah. You know.
They're eavesdropping.
Some of them are having a peep.
Yeah.
They eavesdrop a lot of the time, but they also go and hang out with each other in painting world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't understand the painting logic in Harry Potter. Like, that's something I'd love someone to explain in more detail.
Yeah, like, are they ghosts?
Yeah.
Like,
is it another reality?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is it just...
Or is it a dimension?
We're in the paint universe.
Do they have movies? Because if that's what...
Does the paint universe see? If you paint a picture of a movie director, have you then created movies in the paint universe?
Yes.
That is a crazy thought to have.
They seem to be self-aware, though, that they are paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the one that lets them into the common room or not. I forget what it is. The password. What, password.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She seems pretty aware that she's not a human.
And what kind of life is that? Just being trapped in a painting? What if you do a painting of a painting? Does then the painting and the painting inside the painting, are they both alive?
This is tripping me out.
Yeah, it's tripping
me out.
This
is trippy shit.
Let's get back to the book.
No, I feel like I've stopped too early because the very bad joke continues on.
Go back to the start. Because full effect.
It gets great.
So something bad
is going to happen. Very bad. Well, how bad? Very bad. Very bad? Very, very bad. Before it was just one very... Very, very, very bad. Three now? So the other question's gone, three varies? Right?
Is it still going? Yeah.
Look, the point is, in all caps, this is written, it's going to be bad, okay? Can we go now? And then, sorry.
It's funny because like I've never, if someone said to me, hey, like something very bad has happened, I don't think I would ever be like, how bad?
Yeah. Very, very, very bad. That's very bad.
Like, I just feel like, do we need to call an ambulance? Like,
well, I think the immediate response would be, what is the bad situation? As opposed to the severity of bad.
Yeah. Like would someone chomps off their head and they're like, something very bad has happened. And they're like, how bad?
Like a nine or a ten. Very bad.
Yeah.
Great writing though. Mm-hmm. We do have to give credit to the author for that intense dialogue there. I think now us as readers, we know how bad it is. And now like my heart's beating. You guys don't seem to be.
Frazzled? I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, now clearly you are. Now you could be further on the edge. Nah, what'd you say?
For audio listeners, she hasn't actually moved too much really on her. So. Yeah.
You actually turned inwards.
Yeah, because I was like, I didn't want to push this down more.
That's all right. You can move the mic as much as you want. All right, what's next, Lou?
Without waking any of the others. Already yelled.
Yeah. But it also seems stupid to not get as much help as possible.
If something very, very, very bad has happened.
It's like something so bad is happening outside, but don't wake anyone else up. Just let us go.
Well, I mean, that was what Harry Potter was all about, though.
That's true.
A lot of sneaking around.
Yeah.
Michael and Rob went down to the Great Hall and heard loud music. They opened the door. All the teachers were dancing. Even Hagrid was there. But unfortunately, this is a low blow. Every step he took shook the earth.
I mean, in an earlier chapter, we learned that Hagrid has gained, I think, 3 billion kilos since his last appearance. So you would expect that he would be shaking the earth. Yes.
Yeah, it's very crazy. Heavy.
There was one teacher who seemed to be missing. Did you guess who? If you guessed Mr. Charger, you are clearly right.
It was pretty obvious. I was guessing that.
Yeah. He was being suspicious earlier. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But that makes a lot of sense.
But he was calmer than normal earlier, which was strange.
It was strange.
You remember the book did tell us that.
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
Rob and Michael.
That's a big word, Luke.
Thank you. You wouldn't know about that when you were 13, would you?
Very, very, seems very, like good. It's
a very big word.
Seems like I could teach you a few things about writing. Rob and Michael walked into the Great Hall quietly so that no one could hear them. They shut the door gently. The teachers seemed oblivious to them being there. Michael,
I think the teachers would be oblivious if they're having a party and you're so quiet.
Yeah, they're probably all holding the walls because of Hagrid's dancing. Yeah.
Like, surely no one could possibly be having a good time in this situation. No,
it's like they're mid-earthquake, as if we're going to notice 3 kids.
Yeah, everyone's rolling. Just trying to, like, hold on for dear life.
It's like, who invited Hagrid again? I told you it wouldn't be good.
How much do you think you'd have to drink to get drunk when you're like, what, 3 billion kilos or something?
Like, but I would have thought Hagrid was having bottles of whiskey a night even during the normal Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah. I reckon he was drunk for most of Harry Potter. Like, I reckon in
the majority of the time.
That's why he was always like, all right, well, Harry, what are you doing here? He was like, sorry, mate, bit of a 1 p.m. whiskey.
Yeah, he's always just sort of a bit out of it. Like, I reckon even when he was teaching Care of Magical Creatures, he was fucking drunk.
Just fucked all the time.
And when the hippogriff attacked Malfoy, he was just like, oh, fuck, I don't know how to do it.
The true reason why they wanted to kill it. Yeah. And then like, Hagrid, you need to learn. You've got a drinking problem. Yeah. This is what happens. We're going to kill your bird. Go to rehab, mate.
And Dumbledore's just like, Hagrid, you've got to get yourself right. You need to get yourself right. This is your wake-up call. He calls him Rubius, like he's being serious, saying his first name because he's in trouble. He's like, Rubius, you've got to get this
Ruby,
right.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
The teachers are oblivious. Mm-hmm. Michael looked behind them. The door had reopened. A tallish male figure came into the room.
Okay, and Mr. Charger is often described as tallish.
Right.
And male.
Which
is very important.
He was wearing a hooded cloak. Ooh. The hood was up and covered his whole face. Who's that? Asked Michael. Who? Asked Rob. I'm surprised it doesn't go on to hoo-hoo. Yeah. The person over there, Michael said as he pointed to the direction. Dunno, probably some random teacher. That's
it
like,
actually says dunno.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. Just continue, author.
Say that again.
Very confusing. Dunno, probably some random teacher that's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. Just continue, author.
Okay, so it's like the characters are now telling the author, I don't know my line, just keep going. Yeah. So that's how crazy this book is. The characters are so aware. Hey, I'm in a book. I don't really know what to say. Can you just do some more exposition for me so I can think of some lines?
It's like more of a director's note, but to the author.
I've never read a book where the characters directly reference the author, ever.
Never
crazy.
Once was Hermione like, J.K. Rowling, I'm not sure about this line.
Just keep going. Yeah. Go around
I'll improvise.
Rob replied that the other teachers had no idea what the man was here.
I think it should English? Be why yes. the man was here.
They continued dancing and having fun.
And also, is it weird that teachers, I guess teachers are people. You know, when you're a kid, you think they live at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess they don't. They have parties at the school. Pretty crazy.
They live at the school though as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, these teachers actually so do they live really at the school. Do. Yeah, that's insane.
I got the vibe that Hagrid just lives at the school. Hagrid and Filch are the only ones there after hours.
Yeah.
The drunk ones. They're too drunk to, they can't drink. I don't even know, drink and fly in the morning?
Like drink, as like in drink and drive.
Yeah, it's like drink and drive, but drink and fly.
If you so drink just and brim, you're a bloody idiot. Yeah.
Mr. Finch is like, Hagrid, give me your keys. Yeah. No, I'm fine. I can drive.
So many DIYs. DUI?
There's just, did you say DIY? Do it yourself.
Just Damon Scotty Cam and get a few patios done up.
Jamie Jury, backyard blitz. I'm Jamie Jury. This is Hagrid, and we're doing a revamp of Hagrid's hut. This is my pumpkin patch. And it's like, oh no.
You get there and get a couple of 2x4s, they go real big.
And later we're getting Dr. Harry Cooper to take a look at Hagrid's hippogriff. Those are all very Australian references for anyone not Australian.
Yep.
That was a very 90s Australian moment.
Even if you're Australian, you mightn't get that. No.
Everyone knows who Dr. Harry is.
Oh, yeah, that's done. True.
Dr. Harry is an animal doctor. That's
he's an animal. He's a filthy he's an animal.
He's like a less hot pensioner Chris Brown.
Hulk. Yeah, but now that you've said Chris Brown, anyone who's from not from Australia, it assumes you're talking about Chris Brown, the rapper.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
There is a doctor. There is a celebrity doctor in Australia called Chris Brown who is a vet.
That's how crazy Australia is. We have celebrity vets.
Two celebrity vets. We have two celebrity vets.
We're so obsessed with animals that we're like, let's watch them.
But like, name any non-Australian celebrity vet. You can't do it.
I mean,
there are none.
No. There are none. Then why would there be?
Vets are for healing animals, not being celebrities.
There is Dr. Phil, but he's like a human vet.
Yeah, he's
a doctor. That's okay, yes. I may be the dumbest person again now.
Did you say Dr. Phil?
And then went on to describe him as a human vet.
You know, he's not even a doctor.
He's a psychiatrist.
He's actually had therapist. To stop practicing because what he was doing was illegal.
Oh,
he didn't
really?
Even have his license.
Oh. I believed it.
We all knew it.
No, anyway.
I didn't know it.
Next minute, Judge Judy doesn't even have a law degree. What other lies are they telling us? Alrighty. This part of the book is confusing. It's in italics and it says L.
This is one of the ill-fated measures that's dropped down from the sky.
Okay.
So it says L.
The eighth ill-fated measure.
Ooh.
Mysterious man enters the room. I'd tell you who he is, but remember, I am a bad guy. And that's come from above.
And there is a prophecy that said at 10, one will die. This is the eighth ill-fated measure. So we don't really know what's going to happen next. This could be a serious chapter, guys. So can you bloody take it more seriously? Yeah. Though?
It's very, very bad.
Show some respect for this book.
I've read on and I've lost all respect. Hello, someone said, tapping Michael on the shoulder. They looked around. It was Harold.
Oh, yes.
Prefects are allowed at the party. It's so much fun, isn't it? You really shouldn't be here, but don't worry. I won't tell, he said.
Okay. Oh, you wanted to say something, Luke? Because I wanted to...
Yeah, go.
Well, I was just going to say, Harold, constantly recurring character, mm-hmm. a fifth year, has a star-shaped birthmark on his head.
Wow.
And seems to be around every time one of the ill-fated measures appears. So my theory at this point is that he has something to do with it.
Okay.
But what were you going to say, Luke?
I was just going to get ready.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of this podcast.
There you go. Read along.
Thanks, Michael said in a boring voice. Oh, sorry. I'll read that again. thanks, Michael said in a boring voice. They walked away.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Every time Harold comes into the scene, the boys just walk off and don't talk to him.
And get bored.
Yeah, they get bored very quickly.
They do get bored very easily in this book.
They're not like, much to do in Hogwarts.
Author, speed it up. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, author, can we skip the party chapter? We are so tired.
We're just done with this shit.
You have when's lunch?
You've sped it up.
What is it? Note?
The 10th ill-fated mission. Yeah, just the notes. The 10 notes will do. It's basically that. The notes from the sky. Sorry, Luke, please.
You've just done that because the book quickly turns into a comic book and it just says, in all caps, crash, smash, break, crash, breaking glass sound.
Now that's actually pretty funny because that's defying your expectations because like in a comic book you might get the whack smack and they're all supposed to represent like you know breaking sound. Glass sound is a funny thing to put in there
right
so all of a sudden something's happening
break? Like, right yeah that's funny Mike
smash,
very funny
break I just love that
breaking
break,
sound
break breaking
like, it's like if Superman punches someone in a comic and it's just like punching break. Sound breaking neck sound
The cloaked man was holding up a wand.
Uh-oh.
He had broken all the glass in the room.
Wow.
Teachers screamed and hid behind tables or whatever they could find.
What the fuck? What pussies?
Yeah. A lot of the teachers in this book are just terrible people.
Cowards.
Yeah, they're supposed to be good at magic
and
as well.
And protecting the So like one sign of potentially dark magic and all the teachers are like, oh, I'm out. I'm out.
Fuck the kids. Every man for himself.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what they're like when the kids aren't huge. Around.
Yeah. They literally are doing that.
They're all just cowards but in the Great Hall by themselves. It seems stupid. They hid as if they could not defend themselves. Harry Potter was holding Ron in front of him as a human shield just for protection.
Wait, so
I love that Ron's so disposable.
Yeah, and what's Ron? Is Ron just like, well, get off me.
What the fuck am I going to do?
The best part about that is just for protection was in quotation marks. So Harry's grabbed Ron and gone, just for protection.
It implies that Harry's saying
that out loud. Sorry, mate, you understand. It's just
sorry,
for my
mate,
protection.
Just for protection, I'm Harry Potter. You're Ron Weasley. One of us has got to go. It's going to be you.
I'm the main of this book.
The man stood there, still and quiet. Ron Weasley, Hermione Granger, and Seamus Finnegan.
Seamus.
Oh, I never read that right.
Seamus. Are you one of those people that says Sean as seen? Like a S-E-A-N.
I pronounced the car company Peugeot as Pugot for
many
years.
Well, I used to say Pidgeot. I thought it was just a reference to the Pokemon Pidgeot.
Is it not?
No.
What is it?
No, like Peugeot, I used to call Pidgeot.
I thought it was... used to call the Pokemon Pidgeot Pidgeot.
No, I used to call Peugeot Pidgeot. I just thought it was a reference to that Pokemon.
You were like, this car company's having a laugh.
Yeah. Like, what? They're called Pidgeot. Their logo is like a tiger or something, isn't it? It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why I got confused.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we sorted out the Pidgeot Peugeot. Oh.
Anyway, guys, Seamus Finnegan stood up.
And this is Seamus's first appearance. So I guess we assume he is a professor now.
Yep.
Taking their wands out, Harry Potter was running around the room screaming very loud. Voldemort's coming to get me. Save me. Save me.
I thought before that he was just like,
I think there's a bit of that. Like he's screaming. He's like, Voldemort's coming to get me. Because Harry Potter has become a huge idiot in this book.
Right.
Like, seems like a goose.
Yeah. He just is an idiot. He holds Ron in front of him, runs around screaming. What next?
Oh, wow.
I don't know the spell. Petrificus totalis.
Petrificus totalis.
Oh, okay.
Total petrification.
Okay. The man yelled. Harry was stunned. The man ran onto a wall. I like that he wasn't petrified. He was just like, oh, you're going to cause that spell? I'm stunned.
No.
He was physically stunned.
He was. Yes, he was. He wasn't like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
He was physically stunned by the spell.
The man ran onto a wall, Matrix style, and shouted three individual curses.
Ooh.
Ronald McDonaldus,
yeah, so
Weebles,
we
and Biggest Explosionist.
Okay, so we actually learned
What's
the spell.
That last one?
Yeah, what
you did a Biggest Explosionist in our toilet today, didn't you, Luke?
A Ronaldus McDonaldus, we already learnt in a previous chapter. Yes. It chops someone's head off.
Oh.
And then Weebles, I don't
what
really
correlation
know.
Does that have to Ronald McDonald?
I don't
you
know.
You were just like, saw a Macca's at him, like, I hate that guy. That's crazy.
So Ronaldus McDonaldus, Weebles, and Biggest Explosionist. I think that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Big old poo.
Big old poo.
I think it just creates a big bang.
Big old shit.
The boys had...
Some poor fella just gets diarrhea.
just got number three.
Just projectile. Himself.
The boys recognize the first spell from their Dada class.
Defense against the Dark Arts.
Was I supposed to say the acronym?
No, I don't think so. I think I just got lazy and wrote D-A-D-A.
Just wrote D-A-D-A. Ron Weasley blocked this quickly with a spell. Avadus, he said.
That's a blocking spell we also learnt in that same chapter.
Mm-hmm.
The second and third spells hit. The second spell, Weebles, seemed to release a large cloud of green gas. But other
Man,
than that...
I really thought...
It's a fart spell. Yeah.
It's the lead up to the explosion.
Weebles ignites the biggest explosion.
What a terrible way to go out. Someone yells, Ronald McDonaldus, Weebles, and then Biggest Explosionist. Your head gets cut off, you do a fart, and then you shoot yourself. What an awful way to die.
I don't think Biggest Explosionist does that. I just think you guys have created that.
I'd just be like,
how good would it be?
It would be funny.
But if someone did that, I'd be like, hey, just say Avada Kedavra. Spare me the pain.
I'd rather a Cruciatus than this.
It was a large cloud of green gas, but other than that, the boys had no idea what it did. It seemed to have an effect on Hermione, who passed out.
Ooh.
Seamus, however, covered his face and was still okay.
Yeah.
The biggest explosionist spell had hit, causing a big explosion. And then
it is still ambiguous whether it's a poo explosion or a standard explosion.
It's really good. Well,
also now confusing because you've written no shit.
I think that's no shit as in like
obviously,
yeah.
But now it could just mean no poo.
No poo. So either way it is just a big
clarified.
It has been clarified.
Okay.
Harry Potter suddenly became unjinxed and ran into the battle. Expecto Patronum, he yelled. The famous white stag appeared out of the wand.
That's awesome. Harry's still got it in him.
You ready? By the way, this is about the stag. It was reading a book and refused to help because
so the stag's just like...
How does the stag read a book when it's got hooves?
Yeah, what's that?
The whole time it would be like, no, fuck.
That's such like a Family Guy joke for this to happen. Yeah. Like, yeah. You reckon? Like,
yes.
And then Peter Griffin like, wow, it's reading a book. So it was reading a book and refused to help because it hadn't been paid for 4 years and was planning on suing Harry.
So Harry is supposed to pay the patronus,
yeah.
Which implies that there's some patroni economy somewhere, yeah. And they're like buying day-to-day essentials like the rest of us.
Yeah. Books and other literature they're probably buying. Yeah. The other teachers looked at him and sighed. Harry smiled sheepishly and shrugged his shoulders.
All the teachers like, ah, oh, bloody Harry, I'm yeah. paid his patronus.
It's like, ah, he's stag striking again. God.
This is the third time this month, yeah. Harry.
The hooded man looked at Harry, Ron, and Seamus. He screamed at the top of his voice. He ran out of the room. He doesn't say what he screamed. Just, ah!
Just ran.
The boys tried to follow him, but he had disappeared. They looked inside. Harry Potter was kneeling over a body on the floor.
Oh, is it Ron?
A dead body.
Does it say a dead body?
Yeah.
It says a dead body.
Oh my God, has Ron died? Because
it had been harshly destroyed in the explosion. But we don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is.
Okay.
This next passage is written in all capitals.
You need to get into the character with this one. All right.
And scene.
Is this Harry speaking?
Why? Yeah, this is Harry. Oh, why? Why, God, why? Very, very, very.
God, Luke's
very, very bad.
Luke's a good actor.
Thank you. How could you do this to me? After all that I've done for you, why did you have to take Professor Oak? As in from Pokemon. Is he in this?
I mean, that's his first appearance and he's dead. So what's happened is there is a huge battle in the Great Hall of Hogwarts and a character from a totally different franchise is dead.
He's come all the way from Pallet Town to Hogwarts.
He's come from a different dimension. And
then he died.
Yeah, he died.
His 8-bit body is just there on the ground. That's crazy.
His last words are, "Are you a boy or a girl?" Because you know at the start of Pokemon, he asks you if you're a boy or a girl.
Jeez, not very progressive. Has not aged well, Professor Oak.
So, Professor,
I'm glad he's dead. He's a bigot.
Has been killed. Yeah. And
for all I, you know, I identify as a fucking Pokemon. Yeah. Right?
Man, Harry's really getting into this.
Yeah.
Well. Why couldn't you take me instead? I did everything I could. I had no help. It was all me. I just couldn't save him. Harry screamed and was crying.
And we know that Harry. This is obviously ironic because obviously Harry was running around the hall screaming, "Help me, save me!" Everyone knows, like, it was all me. I couldn't save him. He's very Professor Lockhart, don't you reckon? He reminds me of Professor Lockhart in this.
Harry, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Fraud.
Yeah. Up until now, Professor Oak had been the care of magical creatures teacher at Hogwarts.
Oh, changed
He was
career.
Dead for good.
Whoa, he's not coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Phew, Michael whispered. What? Professor Oak is dead, Rob said, astonished at Michael not being upset. So? Michael asked. His death was the first time he appeared in the book.
It's like, oh no. Oh no. Sirius Black's dead. So? This is the second book he's in. Who cares? We barely knew him.
It's like, there's been no character development. I'm not invested in his arc. Michael doesn't give a shit.
It's so brutal.
Like, Michael's basically like, God, it could have been any of us. I'm glad it was Professor.
Meanwhile, Harry's just absolutely sobbing on the ground. Like, why didn't you take me?
And we haven't even had him as a teacher. Before this point, he hadn't even been mentioned.
Which explains how surprised. Like, we're like,
it actually goes on. His position at the school is clearly a play on the fact that Professor Oak is a Pokemon professor in the Pokemon series, and this book he is the care of magical creatures teacher. It's actually quite clever of the author, and he should be credited on this.
Giving props.
You're giving yourself credit in the book.
Yeah. So is it Professor Oak from the Pokemon world, or is it just a coincidence?
No, it's a play on words. Well, we actually say it's a reference to in the play on the fact that he's both a professor in both universes.
Yeah. And you got to love the author explaining the reasoning behind the names of characters.
And then patting
just
yourself
like all
the
good
back.
Jokes.
You've just explained it.
Yeah.
Like, that's like me telling a joke, explaining it, and then clapping myself at the end.
Like, that's like, because you know Professor Lupin, who's a werewolf. Yep. So loop actually means wolf in Latin, right? So it's actually a dead giveaway. So it's basically like J.K. Rowling being like, now I called him Professor Lupin because later in the book you find out he's a werewolf, and that's very clever on my part. Give me some credit.
Oh,
yes.
For me.
All right, Professor Oak's dead. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, I should be credited on this. Professor Oak is completely unimportant to the core storyline of the book, which means that everything is going to be okay.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. Really good.
The author probably just killed him off to add suspense.
Yeah, he did do that. It was suspenseful.
I thought it was Ron.
I was really in suspense.
The whole chapter
time.
Was leading up to nothing. Essentially, it was just suspense.
Nothing in this chapter actually matters at all.
Wow, it was
anticlimax.
Intense.
Imagine introducing a character for a chapter only to kill him off for a fake suspense.
Yes.
That's what I've done.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
And you've also added, that's why he showed Harry crying before. He said the name of the person who died. The reader probably assumed that a main character had died and was probably quite upset and curious about who it was.
Exactly what happened.
They probably realized that it was not a main character and were probably angry and pissed off at the author after reading the follow-up paragraph. That is called suspense, Rob. Oh, so this is all still Michael.
I love how Mike... Well, it's interesting because I am the author and it's the Michael character drawing attention to the fact that all of this stuff is written by someone. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And then,
is really interesting. You're just going to kill everyone at the end.
This is the
very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
This is the final line of the chapter.
Okay.
And it's a ripper. It really sums up this chapter in one line.
I'm excited.
Oh, Rob responded. He didn't really give a shit.
And he didn't.
He didn't.
Spot on.
Yeah. He's spot already on. Over Professor Oak's death.
Yeah.
All right, Luke and Meg have to go. They are in a rush, but I really appreciate you guys coming on. I'd
Mate,
love to get
thank
you on
you.
Again. That was really funny.
But Meg, fuck off. You're never coming back.
No, Meg, you were great. You should come on without Luke.
You were looking, on, anyway, you were looking on at Luke and
oh,
I was
no,
like...
No, sorry. I was trying to look at both of you. No, like I'd love to get you on on your own as well because that was great.
Cool.
Except you can't read. So
I've got my glasses coming now.
All right, when you get your glasses...
Once I bring my glasses, I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, cool. Now you have no excuse up the words.
Yeah.
Listeners, stick around because I'm going to do the Owl post after this as a conclusion thing. But
I messaged the gig saying I'd be late. So we
can, do you have five more minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
Ignore all of that. We'll just do some quick emails.
I just realized this is not my podcast. I just burped on another person's podcast. Fun. That's like the most disrespectful shit I've done.
Nice.
Welcome. This is me.
No, I think
I'm
rocking
exactly
up to a podcast.
Who I'm supposed to be.
I think rocking up to a podcast where you had to talk and then go, I can't read. It's pretty disrespectful.
Every time I burp now, I'm just going to go, Weebles. I'm going to go, Weebles.
All right. Three messages via the Owl Post this week. Right. Owl Post is just the emails, but we pretend it's Owl Post because it's Harry Potter themed.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if you got...
Very clever.
Thank you. It's sort of like the book. It's clever.
He patted himself on the back.
So
good job, Mike.
And Rob's like, I don't really give a shit.
I don't give a shit. So I don't know if you guys have listened recently, but there is a battle of the Amys going on. There are two people called Amy that both are sending emails each week clarifying different things. Okay. Both of them this week, instead of reading both the emails, which are usually very similar because they're covering the same thing, they both covered that last week I was asking if Hogwarts has recess and lunch. Mm-hmm. It does. And also the song that they perform in Prisoner of Azkaban where it's like, double toil and trouble. You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's called double toil and trouble. And it's based on a Shakespeare play.
Yes.
Okay. You knew that?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's Macbeth.
Oh, well, there you go. That's actually, that's exactly what Amy said.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You've entered the battle. Battle of the Amys and the Meg.
They both did that. And Amy Harvey, who is the second Amy, she actually used references. She referenced everything by linking out to
Jesus,
certain things.
That is so that's small text.
That's,
And that's not just because I'm blind. genuinely small.
I also got one from Emily. Emily is new. She says, hey, Mike, just wanted to say I'm very much enjoying HP and the Bee. Thought I'd let you know that I sort of wrote a fan fiction based on your fan fiction.
Oh boy, this is getting real deep.
So she wrote a fan fiction about me and Sammy Garlep, who was a guest on last week's episode. She then said, I am friends with foreign correspondent Amy, the second Amy that I just referenced, the superior one. So there's now a network of the Amys and their friends.
The superior Amy.
That's what she says.
Oh, okay.
And we have a laugh about your podcast together. Now you assume they're laughing along with it. They're not like, that podcast sucks.
They're laughing at it.
Now, here's a funny one.
Put the hour post. Or the owl. Fucking dumb.
There was
the
a character.
Who said the hour? And I was like, why is that Harry Potter related?
No, owl post.
Owl tracks it. That makes a lot more sense.
Track.
There was a character earlier in the book called Dragon Male Boy. And Emily actually says, one of my running jokes was that I thought Dragon Male Boy was the younger brother of Jess Male Boy. But then I realized it was Dragon Male Boy. So she thought it was Dragon Malboy, like, Jess Malboy's. Anyway, that's pretty much it from Emily. That's the Alpos for this week, and
that's great.
The end of the podcast.
That's good.
I'm glad she cleared that up.
I thought you were going to say, I'm glad it's over.
No. No, I'm just glad that you didn't write it. It would have been strange if 13-year-old you wrote Jessica Malboy's
brother dragon.
As a dragon into the thing.
Do you guys want to plug all your stuff, by the way, before we go? Because this was great, really funny. I already kind of said that this was funny and thanks for coming, but I'll say it again. Thanks for coming. Plug away, please.
I've got shows coming up. They're around Australia. Nice. LukeKidgell.com. And
I'll be stalking them.
Meg will be there. And YouTube for both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meg Archibald, Luke Kidgell. And then you do the Luke Kidgell Hour, which is your solo pod, which is really great. It's relaunched this year and it's been really fun. And then you also do Luke and Meg, which is a Patreon exclusive, which I've seen clips of, and it's also really, really funny, as well as Luke and Lewis.
Yes.
And is that... Oh. And then and your YouTube, you don't have a podcast yet.
No, I don't have a podcast.
But you do Luke and Meg.
I do Luke and Meg, yeah. So
go and check out all of these guys' stuff. It's really funny. I love it. And I really appreciate you coming on again. So please come on.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for inviting us.
And until next time, catch Weebles. You later. Yeah, Weebles to all.
Everyone off camera just shits themselves. I'm so sorry.
Can we start a thing where whenever, was it when you burp, you say Weebles?
Weebles, yeah. Every time someone burps, you go Weebles.
All right. Well, let's all burp on three. One, two, three.
Weebles.